I'm going to bear with me. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this story so you'll know who Robert Fitz is, who he wrote about. In the spring of 1964, the Nankai Hawks of Japanese Pacific League sent 19-year-old Masanori Murakami to the Class A Fresno Giants to improve his skills. To nearly everyone's surprise, Murakami, known as Mashy, dominated the American hitters. With the Giants caught in a close pennant race and desperate for a left-handed reliever, Masanori was called up to join the big league club, becoming the first Japanese player in the major leagues. Featuring pinpoint control, a devastating curveball, and a friendly smile, Mashy became the Giants' top lefty reliever and one of the team's most popular players, as well as a national hero in Japan. Not surprisingly, the Giants offered him a contract for the 1965 season. Murakami signed it, announcing that he'd be thrilled to stay in San Francisco. There was just one problem. The Hawks still owned his contract. The dispute over Murakami's contract would ignite an international incident that ultimately prevented other Japanese players from joining the majors for 40 years. Mashy is the story of an unlikely hero who gets caught up in an American and Japanese baseball dispute and is forced to choose between his dreams in the United States and his duty to Japan. What a story. Robert Fitz is with us. He wrote the book Mashy. Robert, nice to have you with us today.
Good morning, Marty.
Yeah, how was that introduction? It's a great story.
It was a lot of fun to write. You had a chance to meet Mashy. He's a very personable fella. He's full of lots of stories, lots of humor. So it was a real pleasure to work with the book on him.
Yeah, describe what happened there in 1965 for this 19-year-old to come over. And he was a terrific pitcher, but how did he get here? Why'd the Hawks let him go? What's the basis of this story of that period of time?
Sure. So he signs a professional contract with Japan, and he's only a minor leaguer. And the Hawks are wondering what to do with him as he gets to be a little bit more mature. So they send him to the lowest level of the San Francisco Giants farm system. And, you know, people just thought he was kind of like an exchange student. But he does so well that the Giants call him up to the big league club. And, you know, as you mentioned, he becomes a real star there. He really excels at the big league level. And he wants to stay in the United States for the rest of his career. But there's lots of obligations that force him back to Japan. And so the story is really about Mashy as a person and this young man being put in such a difficult situation so early in his life.
How does he resolve it, though? I mean, he's an absolute terrific major leaguer, but how does he resolve it? Just jumping ahead in the story, 40 years later, we get Hideo Nomo. But for
right.
40 years, we didn't have a Japanese player. So what was the dispute, and how did it get resolved?
Okay. So when the Hawks had to send Murakami over in the first place, they signed an agreement, and the agreement was in English, and the Hawks never bothered to translate it into Japanese. One of the phrases in the agreement said that Giants could buy Murakami's contract for just $10,000 at the end of the 1964 season.
Okay.
The Hawks had no idea it was in the agreement.
Ah.
So at the end of the 64 season, the Giants send them $10,000, say we're buying the rights, and the Hawks are like, what? You got to be kidding me. So it led to a big, big disagreement, legal fighting. The commissioners of baseball got involved. Eventually, they came up with a compromise that Mashy could come back in 1965 season. But at the end of the 65 season, he would have to choose his own fate, whether he would return to Japan or stay with the Giants. But it's the question. The upshot of that is Major League Baseball and Japanese baseball didn't want to have such a contentious relationship again. So in 1966, they came up with an agreement that basically barred Japanese from jumping from their leagues over to the major leagues.
Mm. Boy, interesting. Robert Fitz is with it. It's a great book. It's a great read. I'm glad I read a little bit from the inside jacket of the cover to give you the background. Robert wrote the book. It's Mashy, The Unfulfilled Baseball Dreams of Masanori Murakami. First Japanese major leaguer. We see him all the time. He's always coming around. Every few years we see him at the ballpark. He's kept a connection with the Giants.
Well, he loves San Francisco. He really does. He never wanted to go back to Japan full time. So he uses any opportunity he can to come back, see his friends in San Francisco, and to go to the Giants game, hang out at the ballpark.
What kind of a career did he have when he went back to Japan?
Well, it was actually kind of sad because when he went back in 1966, he was, of course, the only Japanese to pitch in the major leagues. So the press and the fans thought he'd be a superstar. They thought he'd be the greatest pitcher Japan ever had. And he gets injured in spring training. He hurts his arm. And people just say, well, pitch anyway. They don't give him the time off to rest. And he has a disastrous 1966 season in Japan. He gets booed off the field. He gets ostracized by his teammates. He just has a miserable time. And it takes him a couple years to heal until he becomes a solid pitcher again.
Wow. Robert, where do people get the book? How would people get in touch with the publishers and things like that?
Sure. Well, there's two basic ways. They can buy it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. Or if they want a copy autographed by Machi himself, they can visit my website, which is Rob Fitts. That's Rob, FITTS.com.
Oh, terrific. So what did you learn about this? Really, I'm learning things from you just talking to you. But maybe the most the little nuggets of things you learned about Japanese baseball, this young man and his family, and what he did in later life. What are some of the things you learned about him?
Well, I think the most surprising thing I learned when I thought about writing this book, it was Machi comes over only 20 years after the end of World War II. And I thought the book would be about the trials of a 20-year-old adapting to kind of a hostile culture. Because we're right in the middle of the race riots back in 64. There's a lot going on politically. But instead, because of Mashi's outgoing personality, people just rallied around him. And he had very few negative experiences in his 2 years in Japan. And that was really surprising to me. So the book, I think, is more of a celebration of him coming to the United States rather than the trials of the young man.
And his family, typical family, baseball families, in certain eras of history, Stan Musial's family, what are you talking about, a baseball player? You can't do that. Hank Greenberg's family and Lou Gehrig's family. Was his family the same way when he wanted to play baseball?
Absolutely. His father had fought in World War II in China. And he had really seen the horrors of war. So he wanted his only son to grow up and do good in the world. And he wanted his son to become a doctor. And when Mashi was ready to join his middle school baseball team, his father forbade it and instead signed him up for extra school, known as cram school in Japan, after his regular school. So, he would excel and get into a good college. But Mashi decided to play hooky. And he blew off this cram school and joined the team anyway. And it took him a few months until he was discovered. But luckily for us, his father talked to the coach, and his father was talked into letting him stay on the team.
Wow. How would you describe his major league career?
Well, Mashi's major league career, he did really well. In 64, he was the top left-handed reliever on the Giants. He had an ERA well under 2, more strikeouts than innings pitched. He was really phenomenal. 65, because of the contract dispute, he actually missed all of spring training. Comes back in the beginning of May. 2 days after getting off the airplane, he's in his major league game. There's no practice.
Wow.
He always done his throwing on the sides. But he has a pretty good year. I mean, he's not a top reliever at that point. But during a stretch of the pennant race, he is phenomenal in September 65, late August 65. And then he goes back to Japan. He's only 21 years old when he retires from the major leagues.
Wow.
So his best years as a pitcher are all ahead of him. He could have been phenomenal, I think.
Wow. What a great story. Good book. I really enjoyed it. I'm about halfway through, and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm glad to have you on. Mashi's going to join us. We're going to take a break. If you want to stay on hold, please do. And when we come back, Mashi is actually going to join us, and I'm going to talk to him about some of these experiences. And if you want, you could comment on it. So, Robert, stay with us. We'll take a break, and Mashi Murakami is coming up next, right after the break, right here on KBR 680, the sports leader.
This is Angel Pagan, and you are the pregame with Marty Lurie.
Boy, if you're around Washington today, glad the Giants are in play there now. They have the heat alert going, so it's Greinke and Scherzer there. We'll follow that. All right, Masanori Murakami joins us, and a pleasure to have you on here. We call him Mashi Murakami, but great stories, and the book is, of course, Mashi. Robert Fitts wrote it. Mashi Murakami, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. You're such an icon of baseball, Giants baseball, and international baseball. Tell me about the call-up story when you got called up to the Giants and you came to Shea Stadium.
End of the August, you know, minor league owners came to the Giants, called up me. Then I went to the Fresno, San Francisco, to New York, and hotel, very tough. Yes, because I don't speak not so much the English.
So you came up alone, no escort, but you got
nobody there. Nobody there. You know, San Francisco airport, maybe somebody there, you know, Giants staff. Kennedy airport. No, not there. Then I go in the hotel, check in, but man said, not your name. Then, wow.
What about Juan Marichal? You got to have dinner with Juan Marichal.
Yes, nighttime, I went to hotel's restaurant, then go in, then somebody called to me, hey, are you a Japanese pitcher? Yes. Oh, you come over here, sit down over here. Juan Marichal and Jose Pagan, shortstop, yes.
Jose Pagan, an excellent shortstop for the Giants, of course, the Hall of Famer, Juan Marichal. But you got to meet Roberto Clemente.
Yes.
And how did you get to meet Roberto Clemente?
Clemente, I met summertime. We went to the Pittsburgh. Then after the practice, that time very hot. Then I take off the shirts, then towels on shoulder, then go like this, you know. Then somebody come to, hey, Marci, he called to me. Then, you know me? I don't know. Well, my name is Roberto Clemente. He said, oh, yeah? Nice to meet you. Then he said, hey, how about me and Willie Mays? Which is better? He asked me. Then I said, Willie Mays is better. He get mad. What? What you say? Yeah.
All right. Masanori Murakami with us. Very good. Willie Mays, you and Willie became friends, and you got a very special gift yes. from Willie.
Yes, I went to 65, maybe a day off. That time he called to the players and the players' family, maybe 15, 20 people to his house. Then I eat in. Then Willie called to me. Hey, Masi, come on. Then go upstairs, then his bedroom. What you thinking, Willie? Then he opened his box, you know. I give to you. Then give to me this button.
Beautiful.
Willie gave to me.
Showing the cufflinks that Willie Mays gave. Beautiful. You have them all these years. Very nice. Masanori, coming to the United States must have been a tough decision to come here from your team in Japan. How did you come here? What was the decision like? Was it a tough decision to come here to the United States?
August. We finished the baseball season, you know, high school season finished. I go back to the home, west side of Tokyo, about 1 hour. And that time, Nankai Hawks manager, Tsuruoka, came to my home. Then he asked me, hey, Mashi, you signed a contract with Nankai Hawks. But I said, no, I go to the college. I not play in the professional. Yeah. Then, oh, it's bad. Then before leave, he said, if I the contract sent to United States, then starting baseball. United States? Unbelievable. Then 1962, every Friday night, watching the Rawhide movie, you know,
right.
Enjoy. Then sometimes go to movie, then Hollywood star. You know, I know a couple, you know, a good star. Then he said, sent to the United States. Oh, yeah. Then I changed mind. Okay, I signed the contract. Yeah.
So you were a big star here, but then you went back to Japan. Do you regret going back to Japan?
Japan's manager, he said, they must come back to Japan. I said, okay, because he gave to me the chance over here. Then he promised me. I not signed the contract. Contract never sent to the United States. He sent to me the promise. Then he went back to the Japan. Then I promised to, you know, manager. But I'm very, very, I wanted to come over here.
You got a hit against Sandy Koufax.
Yes, Candlestick Park. And only maybe one time at Koufax. then his first pitch is the first ball. I swing the hard, but maybe this much miss. Never can hit because that year he's 382 struck out. He make the new record. And good season. Then next pitch, I change mine. Then he throw the first ball and bunt to the third base. Then I go running fast and safe. I think every players never hit 100 average. Only me, maybe.
Very good.
Herman Franks, did you tell him to take a hike?
Oh, yes. Before the go to the mound, Jack has told me that if you go, say, rah, 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 okay. Then I went to the mound. Herman Franks came to with Tom Hara. Then passed the line. Then I said, Herman, take a hike. He said, what? What? He talked to Tom Hara, something. Then go back to the bench. I don't know. Then we win the game. I think Herman is very happy that night. They made some people come to the talk to something. Then he's very happy. When I got the mound, Mashi said, Herman, take a hike. That kind. Then the next day, the newspaper. Yeah.
Well, pleasure having you on the show. You're a very special man in baseball, and I'm glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. That was great. Is Robert still with us there? Robert, you there?
I'm still here.
How'd you like that?
It's wonderful. I love Mashi stories.
Yeah, very good. And boy, he's very, very excited about it. And there's a documentary coming out about him. Yuriko Romer is doing one. Are you familiar with that?
Yuriko's doing a film called Diamond Diplomacy. We can see it in probably about 2 years on U.S.-Japan baseball relations, and it's going to be great.
All right. Well, I appreciate your being on. I really enjoyed meeting, and I've seen him before in the press box, but this is the first time we actually sat down and he told me the story. So I appreciate your book. It's called Mashi, Robert Fitz, F-I-T-T-S. And it's your website is Rob, R-O-B-F-I-T-T-S.
.com.
Great, and you can get the book there. Robert, thanks for being on, and I think you did a nice job with this.
Thank you so much, Marty.
All right, very good. Boy, that was good. Raph, get on here for a second, Raph, because I want to commend you for this. And Raph did a great job of putting this interview together. And I really want the fans to know the wonderful job you did with this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that simple.
No, but it's one of my favorite interviews. You know, it's right up there with the Robin Williams interview that you did. I love it because the story and he has so much excitement. You know, he has a language barrier a little bit, but I try to cut out some words where it actually just made sense. But I didn't have to do much editing because he could talk English very well.
Yeah, you did a great job though. Yeah. I wanted the fans to know that because it wasn't that simple, to sit down and get those stories, for radio quality. So thanks for doing
that. No, anytime.
Very good. Very good. All right. Boy, what a day. All right. This is fun. Sunday morning. This is what Sunday morning baseball is all about. I like Sunday baseball. You know that. All right. We're going to take a break. Bruce Jenkins is going to come up next. Maybe talk a little bit about Masanori Murakami with Bruce, see what he remembers about him. And of course, get set for this game today as the Giants try to sweep Arizona on their way to San Diego, and we'll talk a little bit about San Diego to Bruce, too. This is an interesting series with San Diego, and they're a mental state at this point. So much more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.